Hey everybody, this is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. Our twice-daily Fired Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app, available on iOS and Android. Welcome to a special edition of the Breakaway Game 6 recap of the Leafs-Boston Bruins series with the Rookie of the Year and the Canadian Women Hockey League. I know there's no Canadian Women Hockey League, or is there? Victoria Boss is back here. We're going to talk about the CWHL in a few seconds. Now, I'm in Toronto. I believe you're in Toronto too, correct? Victoria?
Yeah, sorry?
You're in Toronto as well, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. So this was sort of, you know, a great day on Friday. The Leafs winning, the Raptors winning, the Toronto Marlies, Blue Jays, every Toronto TFC, every Toronto team winning. And everybody had hope. Finally, we're going to get rid of the demons of the Boston Bruins today at the Scotiabank Arena, formerly Air Canada Centre, at 3 p.m. What happened in Game 6? Tell everybody.
I think that was a crazy game. I know we were down there Friday, watching the game, and the atmosphere was insane. Even they were in Boston, and the atmosphere was crazy. So today, I couldn't imagine what it was like down there, and you know, it could have been a little bit of nerves, I think, for the Maple Leafs. I know they came out pretty slow. It seemed like a lot of the team, you know, wasn't ready to play today. And it looks like Boston was ready to play. I think, you know, they started to pick it up in the third period, you know, got more chances. But I think they really need to bring that in the first period if they want to be successful against the Bruins and shut down that top line. Like, they seem to have most of their team success, that Marchand line. And I think they need to shut them down. And if they do that, you know, they should be successful. And I think big thing for them coming out, you know, being tough on pucks. I think, you know, a lot of times today they seem like they were almost a little bit scared, you know, going down against like the Charas and stuff. And, you know, like Mitch Marner's line, I think, you know, they got to kind of step it up for game 7. So it's definitely going to be an exciting game. Hopefully, seem to be doing pretty well on the road. So hopefully they go to Boston and can pull out that win. It'd be amazing. I think our city will go crazy.
Yeah, Boston winning game 6, 4-2. I want to touch on quickly a couple of key points here. Morgan Rielly, he looks like Bobby Orr. He looks like Norris Trophy. Like, amazing. Just, he wanted it. Auston Matthews wanted it. Tavares, you know, like, that line after game 1 has done nothing, okay? Mm-hmm. Has done nothing. And, you know, Frederik Andersen, there's the difference. If the Maple Leafs go into Boston, I guarantee you this. I guarantee you, if they're leading 4-1 with 12 minutes left in the third period, they will not. They will not blow another lead, okay? Mm-hmm. But what do you expect in Game 7?
Game 7, yeah. Touching on what you said, I think Rielly really brought it today. I think he was probably the best player on the Leafs. Every time he was out there, he made something happen. He really wanted it out there today. I think Game 7... I expect hopefully Anderson comes out, has a good, strong game, because when he's on, he's on. And it's like you said, you know, they'll have trouble getting one pass in if he's on his game. But I think, you know, he's got to bring strong offense. I hope that they can get up on them quick. You know, once they get, you know, one or two goals, that's what they did on Friday. They got up on them quick, got a couple goals, and it's hard for them to come back. And, you know, Anderson was on. They couldn't squeak one by him, so. Definitely think they need to come out with more fire, be more hungry. They need to want it more than Boston. So, yeah, hopefully Freddie comes out and plays strong. And like you said, that top line, you know, they really haven't done much since game 1. So hopefully they can kind of make up for it in game 7 when it counts the most.
All right, so there is some good news for Maple Leaf fans. They won game 1. They lost game 2. They won game 3. They lost game 4. They won game 5. They lost game 6. So by going by that, they're going to win game 7. So I'm going to ask you, final question before we touch on the CWHL. Give me a prediction. Give me a score. And do the Maple Leafs finally break their curse and go to the second round since 2004 and play Columbus?
Yeah, honestly, when I found out Columbus won, I right away was like, the Leafs need to win because I know that they all have a good series against Columbus. My prediction, I think, is probably going to be, I say Toronto wins, so I say 4-3. Definitely think that they're going to want it. You know, they haven't been to this second round in a long time, so fingers crossed that, like you said, you know, they won game 1, lost game 2. Hopefully, keep the keep going on that trend.
All right, so you're Rookie of the Year for the Canadian Women Hockey League, and of course we touched on the CWHL after the Clarkson Cup announcing that they're folding come May 1st or whatever. May 1st is roughly about 10 days away. Is there any news? And if there's not, why isn't there? And somebody who's listening to this, or CBC, or Sportsnet, or TSN, Don Cherry, Ron McLean, when is somebody going to step up and say, look, I don't know if you know this, Victoria, but in the NBC telecast, they had Hillary Knight on talking about ladies hockey, talking about USA winning the gold medal and winning, you know, the championship and everything like that. And she said it. Hockey, women's hockey is growing amazingly. And what about Canada? We're known as a hockey country.
Yeah, I think it's been crazy couple of weeks. We haven't, since the last time, we haven't really heard much about what's happening right now. Still in the kind of the same situation where, it's almost May. And, someone needs to step up, something needs to happen, because we need to get the ball rolling here so we have a place to play next year. And you know what? I think it was amazing that Hillary and I got to go, and speak in between the kids there. That's huge for women's hockey. And like she said, we need to get a plan in place and hopefully, get the ball rolling here. We need a plan, and it needs to happen fast, so.
So right now, status quo from what you know.
Yeah, we haven't really heard much. Like I said, it's kind of in our hands right now. We kind of just all got to stick together and see if we can come up with a plan, come up with a solution, so we can all keep playing the game we love. And like you said, it's not just for us, but it's for the people and the future generation of women's hockey. And we just got to stick together and. In hopes that, something, a good plan is going to be set in place for us.
Okay, and a couple final questions with the Rookie of the Year for the CWHL, Victoria Brock. Now, Victoria, I'm going to ask you, there's rumors that you guys sort of, they're going to merge the CWHL, NWHL. Would you, nobody else, would you want to play in the NWHL?
I think, for me, I think playing in NWHL wouldn't be very realistic. I live in the Toronto area. I live in Burlington, and it's definitely a far drive for me. I loved playing the NWHL this year. Some of the best hockey I've ever played. Each game was amazing, like unreal competition. Just a great group, and I think that for me it wouldn't be realistic, and a lot of other girls as well. So that's kind of where we're at right now. I hope that something's going to happen, for all of us, really.
Okay. So I urge people who are listening to this, and I'm going to equate this. CWHL has proven history. Clarkson Cup had the biggest ratings they had this year. Now the Canadian Premier Soccer League begins this weekend. I urge the same people who are in soccer to put something together and support and keep alive the CWHL or the Canadian Professional Women Hockey League or whatever, CPWHL or something like that. I urge, because this is the Rookie of the Year. And next year, she doesn't have a place to play. The Clarkson Cup winners, Calgary, doesn't have a place to play. So this is crazy, especially, you talked about Hillary Knight going on NBC and talking about women's hockey. That's the U.S., and U.S., yes, captured the gold medal, captured the world championship. But we are, in Canada, what are we? We're known for beer and for hockey. Hockey. Could be in July, we're talking hockey. Could be in October, we're talking hockey. It's hockey all the time. And too bad, because, like I'm going to say this, I know I sort of threw them under the bus, but when you watch the CWHL and you watch, let's say, Florida Panthers against New Jersey Devils, I'll take the CWHL anytime over those two teams. In fact, your team could beat Florida this year. put it that way. So, you know, the NHL, I don't know what Bettman has or whatever, but somebody in the Canadian market here has to step up. Canadian Tire, Walmart, whoever, step up and support and get this league back where it belongs and thriving, because you have amazing players. The Rookie of the Year doesn't have a job. You think of the Rookie of the Year in the NFL, won't have a job next year. In the NBA, in the NHL, imagine Connor McDavid 3 years ago played in the NHL, and next year, okay, no job. What does he do? I urge people who are listening to this to finally not only say something, do something, and get these ladies playing, because honestly, it's the best hockey going around today.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria, do you agree or not?
I completely agree. I think that was super well said. We need a place to play, and like you said, we had the most views in the Question Cup. We had lots of recognition this year. I think our game is growing, and I do think it's some of the best hockey you can watch, and especially in Canada for girls. Like, everyone, there's younger girls that look up to us, and we want to be inspiration to them. So, definitely great hockey to watch, and hoping we can get the ball rolling here.
All right. Finally, where can people get a hold of you to talk about CWHL, to talk about the next step? And by the way, if somebody wants her on commercials or whatever, Victoria, I only take 25% American. But anyways, go ahead. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, my Instagram my Instagram or Twitter, both are VEEBACH, BACH 21. You can send me an email. It's VBACH@BU.edu.
Thanks a lot, and we'll be back here for Game 7. Victoria's calling the Maple Leaf victory, and somebody please step up and support the Canadian Women Hockey League. Thanks a lot, Victoria.
Thank you so much.